Welcome to the pregame show of Dowling Catholic High School basketball with your host, Mark Amadeo, on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And good evening and welcome to the Dowling Catholic High School Gymnasium alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadeo, as we get set for high school basketball tonight, girls and boys, and it's Dowling hosting Des Moines East. And alongside Steve DeVinny, I'm Mark Amadeo, and Steve, happy New Year. Haven't seen you since we started on the 2018 side of the season, but welcome tonight.
Thank you. Missed that good showdown over there at Johnston. I was out of town.
You did.
Good night. I knew that was going to be a good game.
Three-point win.
Yeah.
Well, a three-point win for the Johnston boys, one-point win for the Dowling girls.
Yeah.
And Caitlin Clark shot Dowling's way back, down 11. That was the first game out of the new year, what, January 2nd?
Yeah.
But we got the rematches this Friday.
Yeah.
And you won't be here again.
I'll be in Texas for work.
Jeez, Coach.
Sorry.
Coach.
I'd rather be here, trust me.
I know you would.
Yeah.
Steve DeVinny does a great job with the Dowling Boys program. He helps with the 7th and 8th grade boys and run that MAC program and does a super job. We, time to time, tap into his resources during the girls' games because his two daughters played here and had the opportunity and the privilege, really, to call their games during that great ride that they have with the great teams with John Wilkinson and Bob and Sharon Hansen and your son Luke. So appreciate a former, not a Dowling alumnus, but now, because you're a Marshalltown alumnus, we forgive you for that.
Thank you.
And your wife Tracy's a Lincoln alumnus, her dad.
It's even worse.
Yeah, but you know, you both came together and said Dowling High School's where to go, and that's why we bring you back, Steve. And we've got a matchup tonight, Des Moines East under legendary coach Sam Powell, led the team to state titles back in 2010, he was runner-up. 2011, they won it. And here's Des Moines East and under Coach Powell taking on Dowling Catholic. And Dowling team has yet to come on the court. I don't know if they know the sophomore game got over with Dowling sophomore boys winning 70-33 in the boys game in the big gym here. But I don't know if the Dowling girls know they can take their warm-ups. We've got 10 minutes remaining before the tip-off, it looks like.
They must have the space heaters going in there, you know.
I don't know. Usually it's a halftime you got to knock on the door and say, hey, there's a couple of minutes on the clock. But Dowling girls, I'm sure, will be taking the floor here momentarily. It's Dowling girls on a roll. They've won 9 in a row, Steve. Their only loss has been an Ankeny Centennial game, and they didn't have Caitlin Clark, their outstanding sophomore guard, averaging 26.5 points. She will not start tonight. I guess last week we didn't do the game against Marshalltown, but she picked up a technical foul, sat the rest of the game, and it was one of those things, and coach is going to sit her tonight for a little bit, and Ella McVeigh is going to get the start for the Maroons.
Well, I'm sure Ella will respond and do well, and hopefully Caitlin will come off the bench and provide a spark like she always does.
I'm sure she will.
When she's starting. So.
Yeah, I'm sure she will. Got some exciting games across the Metro tonight, some of the CIML games on tap. Number 6 Johnston at number 7 Waukee, and of course, that's interesting because Dowling will play both those teams here in the next 10 days or so. Dowling hosting Johnston this Friday night, and they take on Waukee, I think, a week from this or 2 weeks from tonight. So great matchup going up in Waukee, and that boys' game would be just as good. Also going on, Hoover is 8th at 8th ranked Southeast Polk. These are all girl-boy doubleheaders. Roosevelt is at 9th ranked Centennial. North is at 12th ranked Valley. These are all girls' rankings, by the way, in Marshalltown. Your alma mater, Mr. DeVinny, at number 13, Ames. Oh, the rematch of Highway 30.
Yeah, that was always a good showdown back in the day.
I'll bet it was.
Yeah.
I'll bet the places, both teams traveled well, and it lit up the gyms, and that's always a great environment. Other games tonight in the CIML, number 7, Mason City out of Class 4A is at Ankeny and girls play, and Lincoln at Urbandale and Ottumwa at Keokuk. So that's the CIML matchup tonight, and another big matchup in Little Hawkeye Conference. Number 3, Grinnell, out of Class 4A at number 11, Indianola, out of Little Hawkeye Conference. Oh, we're going to get this guy on our pregame show. Give him a microphone. Here, Sam.
Sam
Powell, go ahead, Coach.
Come on, Sam.
Welcome to the broadcast.
Glad to be here, guys. See old friend up here.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen.
What did he do?
Hey, you got to get Sam on the radio here.
Just a second. I'm not plugged in. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Coach.
Yeah.
Hey, how you guys doing? Glad to be here.
Well, glad to have you here. Yeah. How are you going to guard Clark tonight? That's what I want to know.
I was hoping, again, as I said earlier, you can put on a wig, and I got some Air Jordans in the car, and you can guard it tonight for me.
We'll take it quick.
I'll have DeVinny take care of that because he's got better shoes than I do.
No, he never played defense. He only taught offense really well.
Oh, they're all coming after you. See you leave for a while and come back.
Oh,
Sam,
love
I know you're getting ready, and best of luck. Thanks for your preparation. You got a
Thank you.
Squad, and I understand daughters. You got a daughter helping coach and playing, so that
yes.
is amazing. That's good to see.
Yes, family back together.
Do you think they take hey. After the mother or him?
Oh,
athletic wise.
We'll see how they play. If they...
yeah, I knew that.
All
you
right.
guys have a good one.
You too, Sam. Thank you. He's taking out the pregame. They
yeah.
can't start the pregame without him.
They're waiting for him.
That's awesome. Sam Powell, longtime coach at East. We go way back. You know, he does a great job with handling the youth that's in trouble. He does a great job as a counselor, and I've known him in many years through that. But
yeah.
Sam in his 14th year at East, and he's approaching that 250-win milestone after being there 14 years, but an opportunity to coach his daughter right now,
yeah.
Jada Powell.
That's
who
amazing.
Who will come off the bench, 6'1 junior. But his daughter, other daughter, Misha, who played at Georgetown, then played – pro yep. ball overseas, she is part of the coaching staff.
That's awesome. Yeah. Sam and I first got acquainted when my oldest daughter, Molly, who's 27 and a half years old, was about fifth or sixth grade, and Sam had an outfit, an AAU group back in those days by the name of the Rockers.
Oh, yeah. Heard of
and
them.
And they were, so we had all the Dowling kids, and he had the Rockers, and those were, for middle school, those were pretty competitive battles, and really, really good memories for the kids and for me and Sam. But he's gone on to do great things at the high school level, obviously, and wish him the best.
And they got a good program at East. They come in with a record of 8-5. They're 6-0 in the Metro Conference, so they're they got the division champs going at each other. Dowling out of the Central Iowa Conference with a record of 6-0, and they're 12-1 overall, ranked fifth in Class 5A. Dowling is the highest ranked team in the Central Iowa League. It ranked right now, and East with a record of 8-5. They're also 6-0 in the Metro Conference. So we got the conference leaders right now going at each other tonight. We're going to take a break here on the pregame show on Iowa Catholic Radio. We want to thank Jeb Eichheit for starting as our studio producer, and I think Brady will come in a little bit later and take over as our studio producer tonight back at the Iowa Catholic Radio studios. But along with Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale, pregame here on Iowa Catholic Radio. East and Dowling will be back with the starting lineups when we return here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig,
hey Mark,
the
I'm
Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
Be not afraid.
What do you think? John, in his characteristic humility, was eager to point beyond himself to the Christ. He did not hesitate to direct his own disciples to the Lord Jesus.
Are you afraid? Well, don't be. Instead, be not afraid with Father Fabian Moncada every Tuesday morning at 9. Also, join Father Fabian on Sunday mornings for Be Not Afraid in Spanish at 10:30.
R&R Realty is showing Jesus Christ at work through powerful programs like Be Not Afraid, only on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale, as we get set for Dowling and East tonight. Tip off here in about 5 minutes as the sophomore game here in the big gym at Dowling was over with without a delay. So we'll start right at 6:15 apparently tonight. Dowling sophomore boys winning 70-33 over East. And I have Steve DeVinny as my broadcast partner tonight. And Steve, as you look at these matchups and Dowling and East, both teams, you got to look at their leading scorers. And for East, it's Tatiana Hodges-Johnson, she averages 10.5 points, also leading rebounder with 9. And Justice Ross, 6-foot junior post player, she's their leading scorer, averaging 15 points, but also leads the team in 3 assists. So you look at their top two scores, how they match up with Dowling, and keep in mind Caitlin Clark will come off the bench tonight and will not start. So Ella McVeigh gets a start as a freshman.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see. I haven't seen Sam's team play for a couple seasons, so it's going to be interesting to see. They don't appear to be, you know, super tall group. They're typically fairly athletic. They like to get out and run and press a little bit when I've seen them in the past. But he coaches, you know, to his talent level, and he doesn't appear to be quite as deep this year as he has been. But look forward to seeing it unfold.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to go with one, two, four players off the bench potentially in the rotation. And we'll see how that transpires for Dowling. The Maroons having Josie Feiler back. Josie now, and I think she's just been in. I got to look it up here, Steve. She's just been back for three or is it four games now. And she has done a tremendous job of getting back in. This is her fifth game that she'll be playing in. And Feiler, the one of four Dowling seniors, had that ACL injury and is averaging 7 points, 6.5 rebounds, and shooting 78% from the free throw line. Really helps Dowling's post play, but she runs the court very well, and she's starting to get her wind. We talked to her after the Urbandale game, and her and Coach Clark came, or Coach Meyer, rather, came up and talked to us, and she says, you know, I'm still working on getting my wind, but that's the adjustment off of any ACL injury, Steve.
Yeah, so happy for her that she could get back and participate this last semester. As you know, Mark, in high school, there's no red shirting, so if you get hurt, it's just kind of the bad the luck of the draw. But she's worked so hard, and she's been a key contributor now for this is her fourth year. She's played all 4 years and gifted player. So it's really nice to see her be able to get back in there and have an impact, you know, the last 6 weeks of the season.
Let's take a look at the Class 5A rankings right now. We mentioned Dowling is the highest-ranked team in Central Iowa, ranked number 5. The number one team in Class 5A is Iowa City High. They're undefeated as going into tonight, followed by Cedar Falls, Iowa City West, and Pleasant Valley, the top four. Dowling comes in at number 5, and then 6 through 9 is all CIML teams. Johnson at number 6, Waukee is 7th, Southeast Polk 8th, and Ankeny Centennials at number 9. Cedar Rapids Prairie rounds out the top 10. 11 through 15, it's Indianola, Valley, Ames, Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Bettendorf. Ankeny was at number 15. They dropped out with the loss last week. So, again, balancing the CIML, and they're going for another run in the postseason, Steve. It's always been a CIML team, a state title, whether it's Dowling, Ankeny Centennial, Southeast Polk, or the guy we're playing right in front of us, Sam Powell from East.
Yeah, CIML, girls basketball, depth and parity has never been better. And this year, you know, we've seen some of the teams play already, you and me, and there's probably 6-7 teams from Central Iowa that could make a statement, you know, as time goes on. Really, really good, talented, deep teams.
You know, I hope this isn't, you know, you look at how schedules are made out, and you don't like those trap games. Dowling's got a big game, conference game. This is a non-conference game tonight, but Friday night, the rematch with Johnson, and Johnson's going to be very hungry. On the girls' side especially because they lost by one. I think that was their only setback this year. So Dowling's game tonight, obviously, with the East, you don't want to see it a trap game. Dowling probably would be the favorite. And Johnson tonight, well, they can't look past their game. They're at number 7 Waukee. So the Johnson girls and Coach Jellick are not looking past their opponent either.
No. And, you know, to what I said earlier, these games, almost every time you play, you have a good opponent. So not very many nights off in the CIML these days for girls' teams.
All right, let's take a look at the starting lineups before we go to our word from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic High School, and, of course, our pregame prayer with Father Zach Koski. For the visitors from Des Moines, Sam Powell is the head coach. 244 wins, 98 losses in 14 years at East. He's assisted by Trent Smith, Marlon Jones, and Coach Powell's daughter, Misha Powell, who graduated Georgetown, played professionally overseas, and now is on staff as a teacher and coach at Des Moines East. And the startups will start this lineup. At one guard, number 1, Ariana Brown, 5'7 senior, averaging 8 points, and leads the team with 3.5 assists. She'll wear number 1. The other guard is Kiana Saunders, a 5'3 junior, averaging 7 points, 1 rebound. She'll wear number 3. And the third guard is Tiana Ziegler, a 5'8 senior, averaging 7.5 points, and she'll wear number 14. At one forward, Tatiana Hodges-Johnson, a 5'9 junior, averaging 10.5 points, 9 rebounds, leads the team with 28 steals. She'll wear number 11. And at center for East, Justice Ross, a 6-foot junior, leads the team with 14 made three-pointers and 20 blocks on the season, averaging 15.5 points and 4.5 rebounds. And Ross will wear number 20. So, again, it's Brown, Saunders, and Hodges-Johnson, along with Ziegler and Ross for Johnson. The Scarlets come in averaging 56.6 points offensively, give up 48 points defensively, and Dowling leads this series 7-5 over East, dating back to the 2007 and 2008 season. Scarlets come in averaging 56.6 points and give up 48 points on the season. And now for the Dowling Maroons. The head coach is Kristen Meyer in her second year at Dowling. She's 31-6 in 2 years here. Eighth year overall, hit and assisted by Joel Danner and Scott Babinat. At one guard for Dowling will be Ella McVeigh, a 5'5 freshman, averaging just under 3 points. She'll wear number one. The other guard is Mia Cataldo, a 5'6 senior, averaging 7.5 points. And the third guard is Anna Wanick, a 5'8 senior, averaging 10 points, 5 rebounds. At one forward for the Maroons, Caitlin Moses, a 5'8 senior, averaging 6 points, 5.5 rebounds, leads the team with 11 blocks. She'll wear number 15, and the other forward is J.C. Cothey, a 5'10 junior, averaging 4 points and 6 rebounds. So again, for the Maroons, the guards will be McVeigh, Cataldo, and Wanick, and the forwards Moses and Cothey. Dowling with a record of 12-1 and ranked number 5, averaging 69 points on offense, giving up 52 on defense. The Maroons now have won 6 in a row in their series over Des Moines East, and they've come in winning 9 in a row coming into this contest. We'll take a break, and along with Steve DeVinny, I'm Mark Amadale. We come back, we will have tip-off Dowling and East here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Ryan, president of Dowling Catholic High School, and welcome to another season of exciting Dowling High School basketball. We are proud to be partners with Iowa Catholic Radio, not only broadcasting basketball, but also being partners in preparing Christ-centered leaders for life. Go Maroons!
God our Father, we thank you for the many gifts and talents you have given to our young people. We thank you especially for the ability to participate in athletic competition today. Help us to put forth our best effort, to represent our school with class, to respect our opponents, and to grow as disciples of your Son, Jesus Christ, in the charisms of faith, truth, and wisdom. Keep us safe from injury and harm through the intercession of Our Lady. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Sebastian, patron of athletes, pray for us.
Welcome to our broadcast of Dowling Catholic High School basketball on the official radio station of Dowling Catholic High School Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School is underwritten by
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Two Rivers Glass and Door,
Kemen Industries,
R&R Realty Group,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
the Catholic Tuition Organization,
and Tamia and Sons.
Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, broadcasting across central Iowa on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming on iowacatholicradio.com and reaching around the globe on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. And now, the voice of Dowling Catholic High School Sports and Activities, Mark Amadeo.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Good evening on this Tuesday night. Temperature got a balmy, 12 degrees here in central Iowa. Wind chill 20 to 30 below. Wind chill warnings and advisories, school delays. Dowling was delayed till 9:30. So was East. They were a late start. But Steve DeVinny, it's warm inside the gym. We should see a pretty good basketball doubleheader tonight. We get to see game one, at least you do in person. And it's Dowling and East, and both teams about ready to take the court.
Popcorn's good tonight, Mark.
I figured you had that's gone, almost gone, the bag you had.
You got to get over there.
They want to thank a great job by Alex Ball, Dowling senior, who sang our national anthem here at the gymnasium. Our officials tonight, Jared Kramer is our lead official. Dax Wiedemeyer and Eric Hink round out our officiating crew tonight. And we mentioned the series between Dowling and East. Well, at one point it was all East back when Sam had his real good teams and won the state titles. Maroons are 7-5 in the series dating back to 2007-2008, and they've run 6 in a row of the Scarlets. And the tip is up, and the ball slapped around. Cothey slapped it in the backcourt, and it's stolen away by Moses and Dowling. So it was interesting right off the bat. The tip by Cothey, and young lady for East got the basketball, but now Dowling has it. Here's Cataldo with it. As we're underway here in the Dowling gym, Maroons in their home white uniforms and maroon numbers. There's a shot in the baseline, no good by Wanick. Weak side rebound to Moses, and we'll see if the height advantage Dowling will be present like that, Steve. And now here's underneath Moses, layup good. She went right around her defender, Hodges Johnson, for the score.
Yeah, East came out man-to-man, and Dowling was real patient running their stuff and ended up getting the baseline layup there by Moses.
So it's 2-0 Maroons, and East with the basketball. Dowling stays man-to-man. For Dallin, it's McVay, Moses, Cataldo, Wanick, and Kothi. And now a shot in the lane. It's no good. And Hodges Johnson hits the deck, but East with the rebound. A pull-up jumper no good by Brown. Ariano couldn't make it work, and the rebound out to Dowling. So East coming out, look like a little tight, Steve. They're not loose at all playing the fifth-ranked team in Class 5A right now. All right, here's Cataldo with the dribbles in the lane. Puts up a shot to left hand. Good. Mia Cataldo, nice dribble drive using her opposite hand, the left-hander.
Nice play into the middle of the lane by Mia. You don't see her take the ball off the dribble all that frequently.
Now three-pointer in the corner. Up and good by Justice Ross. That is her 15th three of the year. Leads this East team, and it's 4-3. Dowling, and underneath, a shot up and good by the Maroons. A basket will count by Kothi, and a foul on East. Ross picks up the foul, her first, and Kothi with her first basket. Maroons are just having their way right now offensively, Steve. They've had the ball three times and have scored all three.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, I'm a little bit surprised to see the Dowling girls beat the East High kids off the dribble, but so far, that's what it's been, three consecutive times down the floor for the offensive end.
Free throw is good by Kothi. The other way we go, and East with a shot off the glass, up and good by Kiana Saunders.
Good little press break there by East High. Now they're in a full court person-to-person defense.
East going with Brown, Saunders, Hodges Johnson, Ziegler, and Ross. Dowling with the ball. Dribbling to the basket. A shot off the glass. No good by Cataldo. And the rebound out to the Scarlets. Tatiana Hodges Johnson with the rebound. Skip pass in the corner goes to Ross. She'll launch the three right wing. No good. Rebound Wanick.
Good looking shot by Ross. Good shot for him. Just didn't go from 17.
Now here's Cataldo in the corner for three. It's off the rim. No good. Weak side rebound comes out to the Scarlets. Here's Brown with it. Ariana all the way down court, layup no good. And tipped into the hands of Moses, who was coming from out of bounds.
Yep.
And you can't be the first to touch.
Yeah, she altered the shot, Mark, and
she
then
did.
And then as she ran by the play, she tried to get back into the play. And violation. Appears like it's going to be a fast-paced game. Both teams like to get out and run, so that should be fun.
Well, it's 7-5, Dowling. Over East, 5:15 remaining first quarter. Maroons jumped out to a four-point lead. East has answered. Scarlets have it. Here's Ziegler with it. Now the ball out top to Saunders. And now to Ross. Justice down the lane. Shot up and no good. Drew the foul. Foul be on Dowling. It'll probably be on Moses, it looks like. As she went down the right side of the lane. Nice strong move that time by Justice Ross. 6 foot junior. Leads the team in blocks and points. And leads the team in made threes. And she's their post player, Steve.
And she appears to be a handful from every aspect.
Bring it outside, play inside, free throw up and good. Ross, a 57% free throw shooter on the year, makes the first. She has 4 points tonight, 7-6 our score. Dowling by one. And Ross, eyes a bucket, it's good. She has 5 points and we're tied at seven with 5 minutes remaining. Full court pressure by East, and here's McVay. Gets the start tonight ahead of Caitlin Clark. It's in the front court to Cataldo. Dowling breaks the press now in the front court. Here is Wanick with it, and she threw it away. Bad pass that time by Wanick. Tried to hit Kothi, but Kothi went on a backdoor cut and didn't stay where she was at.
Yep.
So a little miscommunication there. I want to thank Ashworth Vision, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen for supporting our broadcast tonight. My name is Mark Amadale along with Steve DeVinny. And we'll have two games this week. Tonight's Dowling hosting East, and Friday night, Dowling hosting Johnston. We'll have them both here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Caitlin Clark into the Dowling lineup for the first time tonight. 5'11 sophomore, along with Grace Gaber, 5'10 sophomore who checked in. And Josie Feiler checking in that last dead ball, 6 foot senior. Now here is Ross for three, top of the key, no good. Rebound Clark. Clark being trailed, goes to the basket, layup up and good. Oh my goodness. That was as smooth as it gets. She had somebody chasing her from behind, and Caitlin found a way to not even jump stop. Now forced to steal. Clark, two-on-one fast break, and she'll go to the hoop, layup, good. So immediately, Caitlin exerts her strength at a timeout East and Sam Powell. I think Sam's going to address, hey, there's somebody new in the game, and She's the number one recruit for the class of 2020, named Caitlin Clark. And
yeah.
Sam's going to remind his team that somebody's got to pick her up.
A basket in transition, followed by a tipped pass by Caitlin. Took it coast to coast again, and four quick ones for her.
After a 7-7 tie, Dowling jumps, as you mentioned, a 4-0 run. It's 11-7. Dowling with the lead with 4:06 remaining. Here in the first quarter, Michael Morrow will join me for game two, Dowling and East. Two Rivers Glass and Door, Catholic Tuition Organization, R&R Realty, and St. Greg Retreat Center are our supporters here tonight of Iowa Catholic Radio. Let's see what Coach Powell does. We have at least one substitution there for the Scarlets. And that is Rachel Smith, number 25, 5'7 junior, checking in. Dowling stays man-to-man, and East with the basketball. With it is Ross. Now over in the corner goes to Hodges Johnson, back up top to Ziegler. Ziegler dribbles left side and loses the basketball, but gets it right back to Ross. Here's Justice with it. Now the handoff to Sanders, and East will reset their offense. 3:30 remaining, first quarter, Dowling by 4, 11-7 here in this girls' contest. And we'll have both games tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Hope you stay tuned for both. Here's Hodges Johnson. The lane shot up and good. Nice head fake.
So, yeah, good athletic move. They were really, really persistent, taking, you know, almost a minute off the clock there.
And here's Filer in the lane, and she does a nice up-and-under move against Rachel Smith. And Josie Filer with her first 2 points. Dowling 13-9, and Maroons with a press and a steal. Steal by Clark in the corner to Catalo. Three-pointer up off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Gaber. Over to Moses, and Dowling will reset. Here's Filer, top of the key for three. It's no good. And the rebound, Rachel Smith for East. Scarlett's the other way. A little up and under shot, no good by Hodges Johnson. Rebound, Dowling. Pace has picked up. You were right, Steve. Underneath, Gaber with the layup. It's good. The Maroons out and running against an East team. That's unusual.
Yeah, well, Caitlin Clark, as you know, better than anybody else, can push the tempo. She had about a half-court pass there and caught Gaber in stride for the uncontested layup.
Now corner three up and good by the Scarlets, and that is Tiana Ziegler with her 17th three of the year. Scarlets have knocked down two. Underneath Filer, her shot up and no good, drew the foul. And the foul will be on Kiana Saunders, her first for East. We're going to see Nye Tong in the game for the first time as Coach Meyer's going to keep shuffling the bench, play as hard as you can. Almost like the old Tom Davis style, you know. Go in, play as hard as you can. We'll get some more people
yes.
in.
Yes, fun to see for high school kids to participate.
Filer's first free throw is good. And in the end of the game for Dowling, re-entering is Ella McVeigh. Ella started tonight at guard in place of Clark. Second free throw by Filer is good. Josie with 4 points, and she'll be replaced by Nye Tong.
Nice to see her back out there. Working her way back into shape, but she's certainly been effective early.
2 minutes, 10 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Dowling by 5, 17-12. And East in the front court with the basketball. Here's Ariana Brown with it. Now backdoor pass goes over to Hodges Johnson on the weeks on the right wing. She can't get a shot off. Got it nicely by Cataldo. And over to Brown on the left wing. Passing on the perimeter is East. They got three out, two in. Can't get the ball inside or on the baseline. And Aaliyah Williams in there now, number five for the Scarlets, a 5'7 freshman. She has the basketball, works on the left side to Brown.
Being pretty methodical, which, you know, honestly, if you can shorten the game a little bit against the Maroons who like to run, that's probably not a bad strategy.
Yeah. East within five and trying to take advantage of a mismatch. Dribble drive in the lane is Brown. Kicks it back out. Can't get a shot off. Now they're trying to get it to Justice Ross. She has the top of the key and turns against Nye Tong and won't shoot it. A lot of time off the clock. I think they've held it for about a minute here, as East.
Ooh.
Now underneath. And a whistle and a holding foul on the Maroons on the drive to the basket by the Scarlets. They're going to get Cataldo for the foul.
Looks like Caitlin Clark with a hand check going down the lane. Yep.
So Clark picks up her first foul. Second team foul on Dowling. Second on East. Minute to play here in the first quarter. There's Ross with it. They spin it on the perimeter. Here's Brown, left wing, and she's going to bring it out, and they'll reset.
More offense.
Now a long three, top of the key by Brown is no good. Rebound Nitong and Dowling. Outlet pass to Clark. 40 seconds remaining in the quarter. Dowling by five. And Clark will launch the three. It's up, no good. Fight for the rebound. And McVeigh had it, lost it. Into the hands of Yalia Williams of East. Lee's dribbling down court. She tries a reverse pass and throws it away. Over and back on East with 23 seconds remaining. Caitlin not very happy, didn't get the call, launched the three and hit the deck.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it. I mean, she, a long three, but...
Defender, I think, pointed her up and wasn't in her space, as they say.
No, I think that's right.
So official with a good no call there. Caitlin wasn't very happy with it, but that's how the game goes sometimes. All right, final 17 seconds of the quarter. East is going to go to a zone here. Dowling by five, 17-12. Clark in the corner with 10 seconds. Out top to Cataldo. Looking inside, can't find anyone. Out of Nitong. Skip pass to Clark. Launches a three, a catch and shoot up. And in and out, no good. Tong with the rebound. And she can't get the shot off. And we come to the end of the first quarter here at the Dowling Gym tonight. And the Maroons lead it 17-12 over Des Moines East, along with Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadeo. Back in the second quarter in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Catholic Women Now.
It just struck me, and I thought, wow, it's just like one of those ones where you want to start talking out loud to everybody around you. Did you know? Do you know what you're doing? Do you know what you're going to receive here?
You know what? I know we were at different masses, but that's about the same time that the Holy Spirit tugged on my heart, too, to say the same thing.
Hey, all right. High five, sister.
In today's culture, we need Catholic Women Now more than ever. Join Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder for Catholic Women Now, Wednesdays at 9 a.m.
R&R Realty is showing Jesus Christ at work through powerful programs like Catholic Women Now on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gymnasium. Mark Amadeo, Steve DeVinny. It's our first broadcast of the 2018 portion of the season. Underneath, Wanick's pass to Kothi. Her shot is up and no good. Ball tipped out of bounds as it went off of Kothi as the Maroons had the first possession of the second quarter and came up empty.
Got a good look down there by Kothi in the paint and just couldn't convert it. Knocked out of bounds and back to East.
Dowling outscoring East 17-12 in the first quarter. The Maroons were perfect at the free throw line, 3-for-3, as was East. They were 2-for-2. And now Ross down the lane, a strong move. Her shot no good. Weak side rebound to Hodges Johnson, and she drew the foul. Move that time by Ross on a strong move by the 6-foot junior for East.
Looks like, they call it on Kothi? I thought it was going to be maybe on Cataldo. Yep. Kothi.
So Kothi picks up the foul for the Maroons. That is her first, third team foul of the first half on Dowling. First free throw is good by Tatiana Hodges-Johnson. Suck one up, and it rolls through.
That's a flat free throw that she throws up there.
But gets the Steve DeVinny roll.
She got the Mark Amadeo St. Anthony's roll there.
Yeah. Oh.
Remember that low ceiling over there at St. Anthony's?
I do.
You grew up with it.
I did.
Yep.
That's why my shot is flat, and that's why I'm sitting here. Long three by Moses, no good. Weak side rebound, Kothi. She has her shot blocked, but the put back up and good. And Kothi stayed with it for the Maroons. JC on a nice move. And a foul on East. They're going to get Hodges-Johnson for the foul.
Yep. Got a chance to make the old traditional three-point play for Kothi.
They didn't have the three-point line when you played, did they?
No.
Bobby Hansen told me the same thing. I wonder how many points he would have had.
Oh, my gosh.
Free throw no good by Kothi. JC, a 38% free throw shooter. Got to work on her and Johnny Wags, the two post players on the boys' side and the girls, getting them free throws up. We're not calling O'Hare anymore. That didn't work. That experiment didn't work. Now a three-pointer no good by Saunders for East. Rebound Dowling.
Good hustle.
And we got a jump ball called. Kothi was tied up by Tiana Ziegler. Nice job by Tiana.
The old 50-50 ball. Ziegler's number 14's brother was in Luke's class. East High athlete.
Yeah, I remember
Malik,
the name.
Malik Ziegler.
Malik.
He's now a professional baseball player, I believe, for the San Francisco Giants minor league. Really, really good athlete.
Good for him. That's all right, Mr. DeVinny, bringing it tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Love it.
Yep.
East with the Alder possession. Now the ball tipped out of bounds by Moses very nicely. There you go. And it'll be Dowling, or it'll be East basketball. Dowling leads it 19-14. 6:45 remaining here in the second quarter. All right, the Scarlets inbound the ball, trailing by five.
The game has slowed, hasn't it, the pace?
It does. Yeah. Sam's doing that on purpose.
Yep.
Coach Powell for East.
Real methodical. And Maroons want to get out and run, but they don't. If you don't have the basketball, if you're defending, you can't do that.
All right, here's the Scarlets with it as they give it to Ross on the right wing. Now top it goes to Brown. And now a shot in the lane is no good by Brown. Rebound Dowling, and here's Clark. Clark goes all the way down court and gets it to Wanick, and she shoots and scores. So Anna Wanick with her first field goal, and Dowling up by 7, 21-14 here, Steve.
Anna Wanick was smart. She got out there and ran the floor because she knew she'd be rewarded, and she was, for an uncontested layup.
Clark with another assist, and Caitlin comes in averaging 4 assists per game. Now East with the basketball, and Ziegler gets it up to Brown, top of the key. Now they work the right wing. This is Ziegler again. Ball nearly stolen away, but Brown retrieves it for East on the left wing. Now up top it goes to Hodges-Johnson. She'll launch it. It's up, no good, just inside the three-point line. Offensive rebound and put back up and good by J.C. Stevenson for the Scarlets. Big basket for her. And it's 21-16, and Dowling the other way as the ball poked out of bounds.
Yeah, Maroons, if they can get it out of the net or on a missed field goal attempt, they're going to get out and push.
All right, checking out of the game is Tiana Ziegler for East, and she'll be replaced by Kiana Saunders, I believe. And now a corner three up and no good by Dowling, but hitting the deck. And we got three free throws coming here.
No, they shoved the screener. Moses set a good screen there in the corner for Caitlin Clark, and she ran through the screen and knocked Moses over. So Maroons will get retain possession.
Tatiana Hodges-Johnson with the foul. That's her second for East. And you're right, it was on the screener. Now a long three by Wanick is no good. Rebound Clark in the lane, has her shot blocked, and stolen away now by East. Down court is Saunders. Leaves it for Ross for three. It's no good, and she drew the foul. And she may have three free throws, and she will. Foul on Dowling.
Yeah, Kothi ran by, and somewhat incidental contact, it looked like, Mark, but you can't really argue with the official. She did bump into her. So here we go again with more clock stoppage.
Yeah, and Ross shooting three free throws for East. Jess's first free throw is good. She's 3 for 3 tonight for a 57% free throw shooter, doing very well.
Well, she sure has good form. I would have guessed if you would have asked me that her percentage was better than that. She looks good shooting it.
All right, second free throw coming by Ross is no good.
Jinxed her.
Yeah, good old announcer Jinx. As McVeigh and Filer check into the Dowling lineup, Cataldo and Kothi will leave. So it'll be Filer, Moses, McVeigh, along with Clark and Wanick, the five on the floor for Dowling. With 5 minutes remaining, second quarter, Dowling 21, East 17. And the third free throw is no good. So she made her first three, missed her last two, did Justice Ross. Rebound Dowling. Runs in the front court. Here's Wanick with it. Over to Clark, 4:45 remaining. Clark to Filer, back to Clark for three, in and out, and almost back in, no good. Filer with the rebound, and her putback's no good. And she gets her own rebound and puts it through and draws the foul. So the second effort by Filer off three missed shots by Dowling finally pays off.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you, Mark, Maroons were good before she came back. She really gives, she adds a dimension that the Maroons didn't have when she was out on the bench. That inside strength and scoring presence and good rebounder.
Stevenson picks up the foul for East. That's her first. Team foul number 5 in the Scarlets as Filer makes the free throw. And Josie with 6 points or check that with
that's her seventh
yeah. point that's here good, in the first half. And it's 24-17, Dowling by 7, 4.5 minutes remaining. All right, here's Ross, dribble driving on the baseline. Can't get the shot off, gives it on the baseline too. Brown, now they reverse to the right side. Ross will try it again. Top of the key is Saunders. Now over to Brown on the baseline. Gets it to Ziegler. Now they reverse it back up top. And they'll start over. Here's Saunders with it. Four out, one in for East. Stevenson, the post player, at 6'2", right at the free throw line, guarded by Filer. Dowling stays man-to-man with just under 4 minutes remaining here in the second quarter, 25-17 Maroons. At halftime, and we're going to have a timeout called by Sam Powell. See if it's the 30 or a minute. 3:45 remaining here in the first quarter, or rather the second quarter, and
looks like
we got a full timeout. We'll take one ourselves. Dowling leading 24-17 over East here in the girls' contest on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with a mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Carbaca, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Here's to your health.
It's exciting to be able to see how our faith and our spirituality actually is involved with our health. We have research now that they are seeing scientifically that hope promotes better health outcomes.
It's time for a checkup with Dr. Carla on Here's to Your Health. Wednesday mornings at 9.
R&R Realty, helping you live your life for God through programs like Here's to Your Health on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale, as Dowling leads at 24-17. Now a pull-up jumper on the timeout, up and good by Ariana Brown. That's her first 2 points. And boy, Coach Paul good at getting a set play after a timeout there, Steve?
Yeah, big-time shot as well. That was a nice execution.
24-19. And now a steal by East. Dowling headed in its front court and got the ball inside. It was poked away by the Scarlets. East giving up a lot of height to Dowling. They do have some matchup problems at times as they have J.C. Stevenson in there. She and Ross both at over 6 feet. And now down the lane, a shot no good by Ross. Offensive rebound East, long free coming up and no good by Ziegler. And rebound comes out to the Maroons. Here's Clark with it. Clark fouls Filer all the way to the basket. The layup is good.
Yeah.
6 points now for Caitlin Clark off the bench for the Maroons. 26-19 Maroons.
All on the fast break opportunity layups. She pulls that Jerry West from the old NBA days. She refuses to use her left hand. So she comes down and then she's so creative with that right hand.
Now here's East attacking the glass, and a shot up and good by Justice Ross. Ross with 8 points.
Yeah, she's special.
26-21. East in a 2-3 zone. Clark will shoot the three. In and out, no good. Rebound McVay. Back to Clark. Underneath, her shot is blocked and fouled by Ziegler. And
yeah.
Caitlin will go to the line. Ziegler with the foul.
Yeah, good rebound there by McVay. Good offensive board. Caitlin Clark has not shot the ball well from the perimeter so far. Are we still doing Tamia stuffed shells for the three-pointers?
Yeah. Well, what's the appetizer tonight, Mr. DeVinny? You just make whatever you want. Whatever you want. I'll call Mario here in a minute.
We need to get over there and figure out what's for dinner.
Oh, I was over there for lunch. Leonetti owed me a lunch, and it was delicious.
Yeah.
Free throw good by Clark.
Great spot. Now,
but we're looking for Dowling's first three.
Yeah, see, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. We haven't had any threes tonight. So
East has made a couple of them tonight.
Yep.
Second free throw by Clark, who has 7 points, is on the way. And good. Caitlin averaging 26.5 points in the season, and she has 8 points here in the first half. Didn't start tonight, came off the bench. McVay got the start ahead of her, and now she'll have a seat on the bench, and the Maroons will bring back into the lineup Wanick. So it'll be McVay, Wanick, Cataldo, Moses, and Filer, the five on the floor for the Maroons. East with the basketball. Here's Brown with it. East going left to right in their road. Black uniforms, red numbers, and just a little bit of white trim. Dowling in their home whites with the maroon numbers and letters. Now the ball hits the back of the backboard on the shot by East. It's no good, obviously, and out of bounds to Dowling. That was Ziegler's shot from the left baseline. So a lot of my shots ended up hitting the other side of the backboard. Ziegler that time tried to drive baseline and figured out what I had.
Well, she just forgot where she was, right?
Well.
Ended up getting shoved a little bit to the baseline.
That might have been a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Now Dowling went bound the ball. Minute 50 remaining. Maroons lead it by 7, 28-21. Last year, Dowling won 70-47 over East at the East gym. And now Filer goes down the lane, and she drove right against Ross, but lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover Dowling.
Yeah, Coach Meyer's a little frustrated with the lack of patience, I think, by the Maroons. Trying to get a quick shot. Aggressive move, but off her leg, and here we come back the other way.
East in the front court. With it is Ross. You might hear Coach Powell in the background directing this team. Wants Ariana Brown to take the point, and she does. Gives it right back to Ross, top of the key. Now Ross will drive baseline. Underneath, the pass goes to Stevenson. She can't handle it. Stolen away by Dowling and Filer. Alcatraz in the front court. Leaves it for Wanick. Minute 10 remaining in the half. Wanick outfaked her defender. Leaves it for Filer. Layup good. Wanick with the head fake and assist. And Filer gets the basket there, Steve.
Yeah, really, really nice play by Anna Wanick. Unselfish play to get her teammate a better shot than the shot she had.
9 points for Filer. And
number
shooting
one,
and scoring is Ariana Brown. She got loose underneath.
Quick little move there, left hand.
Brown, all 5 foot seven of her, got inside, and in the land of the Giants puts it in. Now backdoor cut by Moses. Nice pass from Cataldo, and Moses couldn't handle it. Stolen away by East. Down court is Ross. Layup up and no good. Rebound Dowling and Wanick.
You'd think Moses is a catcher on the softball team. She could handle that. But
And now the Maroons in transition. Moses gets it once again down court and tries to leave it for Filer, and it goes off the defender of East.
Maybe she's known more for her offensive skill set.
I wouldn't try to steal second or third on her.
Yeah. Good arm.
30-23, Dowling by 7. 29 seconds remaining. Michael Connor is scheduled to join us here at halftime.
Good.
We've got a few questions for the Dowling boys.
We can always come up with something.
Long three, no good by the Maroons. Ball saved out of bounds by Nai Tong, who's in there for Dowling. And now East the other way, and the ball stolen away by Cataldo. As Ross tried to go down the lane, Mia with the steal.
Back and forth.
Dowling will try to hold for one. We've said that before with the 20-second mark and the 25-second mark.
Yeah. I'll tell you, East, you got to give East some credit. They've been hanging around big time.
Dowling by 7. Clark for 3. It's no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. And the half will end with the score. Dowling 30. And
unreal.
East 23. And look who showed up. The head coach for the Dowling boys, Michael Connor. He will join us at halftime. You got some good questions for him there, Mr. DeVinny.
We're going to do our best.
Or will he question you about what's going on with the MAC program? He may want an update. You could do both.
We try to keep those conversations private, though.
Oh, there you go. There's another subject we can talk about. All right, our halftime score, Dowling 30, East 23 here in the girls' game. Back with more from the Dowling gym after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Christ is the answer.
And beauty is empty, but the woman who fears the Lord is the one to praise. So let all her works tell her praises at the city gates. May you who are women and who are wives and who are mothers strive for that same thing, huh?
Seeking answers to life's greatest questions? Join Father John Ricardo for Christ is the Answer, weekdays at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m.
R&R Realty is letting others see Jesus Christ at work through inspiring programs like Father Ricardo here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to all the Catholic Tuition Organization donors this year. $3.2 million raised in record time. The real thanks, though, comes from our families.
We owe CTO so much. With the tuition help we received, we can keep our kids in Catholic school.
Pledges are being accepted for 2018 online at ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
In the Heartland with Bishop Pates.
Speaking of being at the Women's Correctional Institute, you know, I was there a week or so ago Sunday, and we'll talk about that later.
Yes.
Guess who I saw? You!
Amazing. And I just happened to be, I had a little incident,
Funny to see you here, Kelly.
Ah, the Midwest, the heart of America. Tune in Friday mornings at 9 for In the Heartland with Bishop Pates and Kelly Metra Collins.
R&R Realty is showing others the work of Jesus Christ through live and local programs like In the Heartland with Bishop Pates, only on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadell. Halftime of the girls' game, and it's Dowling leading East 30-23 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We're joined now by the Dowling boys' head basketball coach, and that is Michael Connor. And OC, thanks for joining us, and just another night at the old gymnasium. Tuesday, Friday, keep on playing, and the team's playing pretty well. You're 8-3 right now, and you got an 11-game winning streak against East. I don't know if you do that or not, but Scarlett's haven't won since I think back when Coach Nahas and I were coaching. I had to look that one up.
Were you over there with Coach Nahas for a little while?
We lost our last game.
That's outstanding.
That's why I'm no longer on staff. Jimmy left, and then he came back. They felt sorry for him, so they hired him back.
Sure.
But
yeah.
OC, you've won, seven of your last eight games. You're on a nice roll. And this isn't a trap game, is it? Because I know Friday night you play Johnston, and I know that they have your attention. At least, you know, the kids do. Coaches are playing, game planning. But you play East tonight. You had a nice week last week.
Yeah, we sure did, and it's good to be back in here on a Tuesday night. And you know, I don't know if it's a trap game. It's certainly not something that we're looking at as a trap game. We're treating it like we've treated every other of the 11 games we played this year, and hopefully the kids come out with that same mindset and that same attitude and know that what happens on Friday really means very little tonight. We've got to take care of business tonight. Got to make sure we handle tonight the right way.
What are you thinking on? Last week you defeated Urbandale and Marshalltown almost by the same score, 68-43 and 68-42 on respective nights. But kids are playing well. They've come out of the break with pretty good attitude. And, you know, that's all you can ask is start getting into basketball mode. And now we're, you know, a little over a month or so into this. And your kids are responding well as long as you can keep them healthy and away from the illness and the viruses that are going around.
Yeah, that's tough. We had it a little bit last week. Luke Yasinich has had it for the last 4 or 5 days. And he played Friday and went back to the doctor on Saturday and he's had stomach flu. And he practiced light yesterday, didn't do anything on Sunday. He was home resting. So, yeah, it's definitely going around. And you get to this point of the season, everybody's got some nicks and bruises, and this is just the time of year you got to fight through some of that stuff. Everybody's in that same category. And luckily enough, we have tough kids, and they've been – pretty good about doing that, and hopefully we can do it here for another 6 weeks.
Oh, see, how I've lost touch a little bit. I'm not around the school all the time like I used to be, but for playoffs, what do we got left in terms of number of games and how they seed? We got to be almost at the end of that, right?
We do. We have 4 games left, so the 2 this week and the 2 next week, and then I think the seeds will come out after that. Excuse me, not the seeds, but the district pairings, and then I think a week after that you start determining where you're going to be seeded. So, yeah, still a lot to play for here, and that's one of the things we talk to our kids about all the time is, you know, this game may not mean anything for a conference record, and it may just be another Tuesday night, but this will help place us in hopefully a good sub-state. And ultimately, if we are lucky enough to get the state tournament, only having 3 losses on your resume looks a lot better than having 4 losses when it comes down to earning a seed. So every game's important. May not seem like it now, but in the big picture, it really is.
How about in terms of these are kind of the dog days, right? I mean, when you get started, everybody's fired up. When you see the playoffs coming at the end of the season, everybody gets fired up. But this is kind of a tough time to motivate players, right?
It is. And honestly, it's hard. It's human nature. It's hard as coaches sometimes. I mean, it's you get to work and it's dark out, and you leave and it's dark out, and everybody's going through it. And, you know, you're not quite at the spot yet where you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, although it's coming here pretty quick. When we get through this week and next week, you start to feel like, okay, we only got 5 or 6 games left here, and everybody goes through it. The coaches I've talked to around the area, we're all kind of fighting it. The kids are fighting it. The weather hasn't helped. It's been freezing cold. You can't get outside. I think even having the weather warm up here the next 3 or 4 days will kind of be emotionally uplifting for everybody to give us, like, okay, it's getting a little bit warmer, it's going to start staying light out a little bit longer.
That's,
I mean, it's,
right.
The last 2 weeks have been miserable weather-wise.
And, you know, as teachers and coaches, you worry about kids because they're out in this weather. We have wind chill warnings, so when they leave the building and get home, you hope they get home. And you don't want anybody stuck in this weather with a car breaking down or a bus breaking down if you're traveling. And, you know, see, it's just something you fight through every winter because we know it here in the Midwest.
Yeah, and you know what's worse is kids refuse to wear gloves and hats. And pants. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing the number of kids that come into practice and they've got jackets and their shorts on. And when it was really cold a couple of weeks ago, we instituted a rule that you had to wear pants and you had to wear a hat. And it's just trying to keep you healthy. You know, I know it's annoying, but we want you to be here. You don't do us any good when you're not here. And yeah, it's tough. And this we've been pretty fortunate the last couple of years. The weather has been pretty mild.
Yeah,
but
very
this
much
year,
so.
It's been freezing cold the last 2 weeks. So
we were spoiled last year. We had one storm before Christmas, and after Christmas, we really didn't have any snow. And the weather was decent in the 20s and 30s through all of January and February. We're visiting with Michael Connor, the Dowling boys basketball coach. His team takes on Des Moines East tonight, and we'll have that game here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We talk about the seeds. I wrote these down because my partner coming in, Michael Morrow, was asking me, and he said the sub-state groupies will come out a week from this Friday. That's Friday, January 26th, in classes 3A and 4A. So you'll know your six teams in your district. Top two teams get a bye, the first night. But your seedings meeting is Wednesday, February 7th for Class 3A and 4A. So, you know, this is a very important game, even though it's non-conference. And I know the Scarlets, under first-year head coach Mark Kaur, who did a great job down at Pella for many, many years. He's taken over the East program and trying to get that back on track. He's looking forward to the game, but he's rebuilding, quite honest. And he's got kids that he's got an interesting load to hoe. But tonight could be a night everybody plays for Dowling, and I think you're looking forward to that.
Yeah. You never go into a game thinking that. You go into the game hoping that your team plays the best of their ability, and if you get a chance to play everybody, that's a bonus. We've been lucky our last three games have been able to do that. If we get the opportunity the fourth time tonight, it'd be great. I want to touch another point you make, and I'm going to go on a tangent here with the sub-states coming out. I wish we'd wait. I don't know why we have to put them out next week.
We got internet. We've got everybody facilities available.
It's so early.
Go ahead.
And there's so much that can change. And I could go back in a bigger soapbox of the last couple of years on how things changed the last two or three weeks of the season with an injury or with a team getting hot that maybe wasn't playing very well at the beginning of the year. Now they're starting to play better.
Sure.
And all of a sudden they're in your sub-state and they're the number three or four seed, and everybody knows that they should probably be a one or a two. I don't like that. I don't know why we can't wait. I wish that we would break the entire state down like the girls do. The girls get the best eight teams there, and I wish we would look to go that direction, at least take a look at it. Maybe it's not what's best, but let's at least experiment with and take a look at it, because right now there's one area out in western Iowa that always get one team there. And the CIML is broken down into three sub-states typically, and we've got to play teams that we beat our head against the curb all year long. And it's not just nice to play somebody new and not have to play somebody a third time. And I think some of our teams will be willing to go out there, and I think some of those Sioux City teams will be willing to come here. And
absolutely.
I wish we'd take a look at it. It doesn't mean we have to do anything. I just wish we'd take a look at it and maybe experiment with some things and see how it doesn't work after a year. It doesn't work, but at least say we tried it. I don't know why it has to come out in January. Now, I will say this. It's better. Because when I first started being the head coach, you knew in September.
Right.
And that's
during football
that's
playoffs.
Crazy.
Yeah, I remember that, Mike. And you're right. Now, OC, before I let you go, I know we've got a final minute before the girls resume. How's this guy here, DeVinny, doing with that that MAC program, your feeder system?
NBA.
NBA.
OC renamed it.
You
Maroon
know,
Basketball Association.
We've only had NBA. 17 calls this year.
That's down
12 from last year at this time.
About this guy here.
It's complimentary.
Nine of them were complimentary. Eight of them were a little, hey, my kid's not playing enough. This guy's too hard on our kids.
And none of them wanted him to handle their money for investments, right?
We don't let him. That was taken off the table after year two.
Sean McMurray runs the budget for us.
All of a sudden, Luke DeVinny's tuition was paid in June every year, and we were
he said he was on scholarship at baseball school.
The NBA has done very well this year, and Steve does a great job along with the rest of the coaches and Sean. We're really lucky to have those guys and fortunate to have the kids we have involved. And looking forward to getting those kids in the high school here in the next 6-7 months.
Absolutely. OC, thanks for spending some time with us. Best of luck tonight against East and head coach Mark Kaur. And we'll talk to you Friday night for Dowling Johnson also.
Sounds good. Thanks,
good
guys.
Good luck, OC.
All right. We'll take a break and come back with more from the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny. Dowling 30 and East 23 here at halftime of the girls' game. We'll take a one-minute break and be back here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door,
design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door, serving imaginations since 1992.
John Leonetti in the morning.
Stay woke this season. You heard that? You know, the young people using that? Woke. You know, kind of like you're woke. It's kind of the new hip thing. We are really hip in this studio right now. Oh, I can hear the radio shutting off right now. I apologize to all young people out there, all right?
Start your day the Catholic way with John Leonetti in the morning, weekdays at 7 a.m.
R&R Realty is letting others see Jesus Christ at work through inspiring programs like John Leonetti in the Morning, only on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY and K233BT Des Moines, and KIHS Adel. It's 7 o'clock.
And we're underway here in the second half alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale. As we're underway here in the second half, Dowling leading 32-23 over East. Maroon score on a basket by Caitlin Clark. And East yet to score here in the third quarter. Now here's a steal by East as Dowling had the ball under their own basket. Underneath, and a shot up by Sanders is up and good. So Kiana Sanders with her fourth point. And Dowling leading 32-25. The Maroons were led by Caitlin Clark now with 10 points. 5 points for J.C. Cothey and 9 points for Josie Filer off the bench for the Maroons. And now Pascal's in the lane to Dowling, and Clark can't handle it. Rebound comes out, or the turnover comes over to East. And now for three is Saunders, and it's good. Kiana Saunders with her first three of the night, and a timeout, Dowling, 32-28. Dowling by four, 5:50 remaining third quarter, timeout, Maroons. And East has drilled a few threes tonight, Steve. That is their third made three of the night, and that is the first one for Saunders. She now has 7 points for the Scarlets.
Yeah, they've done a good job, as we talked earlier, about hanging around the Maroons. The Maroons don't seem as dialed in. I know it's a game, it's not a rivalry game, it's not for the conference standings, but East High has done a real good job, Coach Powell, of slowing the tempo. And the Maroons lately, the last quarter and a half or so, just haven't looked as sharp. You know, we're yet to make a three-point basket beyond the arc.
Yeah. And you're exactly right. East now has made three threes on the night.
Looks like East High might be in a zone now, 2-3 zone, I think.
They're putting a box and one on Miss Clark. Keep an eye on her.
Yeah, well, they're watching her for sure.
Or a triangle and two, it looks like here. Now there's Clark turnaround jumper good. You can't let her shoot from 10 to 15 feet, and they did. And Clark drilled it. She's got 12. 34-28. So Dowling responds out of the timeout with the set play against the East zone. Scarlet's with it. Here's Brown with it. Leaves it for Saunders. Saunders dribble drive, pull-up jumper, no good. Cothey with the strong rebound. Outlet pass to Clark. Down court to Moses. Layup up and good. That was a baseball pass by Clark, and she hit Moses in stride.
There's the softball catcher.
4 points for Moses.
That one didn't go to the backstop.
36-28, Dowling by eight. His biggest lead has been nine unofficially here. That was in the third quarter for a moment. Now East underneath, a shot up and good. Nice strong move that time by Tatiana Hodges-Johnson with her 6 points.
Very good baseline move there. Real quick off the dribble.
There's Clark with it in the lane. Her shot is blocked and drew the foul. And a whistle and a foul on East. That'll be on Justice Ross, her second. And two free throws coming for Clark. And she hit the deck pretty good that time.
Yeah. Looked like the defender for East was coming out to try to contest the shot. Got there a little late and then just kind of ran her right over.
Clark's free throw is good. She now has 13 points. Caitlin Moses now with 4 points. 2 points for Mia Cataldo. Wanick with 2 points. And Gaber for two. As Clark hits the second free throw, she has 14. We've got a timeout on the floor, and it'll be a 30-second timeout. 38-30 is our score. Dowling by eight here, Steve DeVinny, with 4:44 remaining third quarter.
Back and forth, back and forth. You know, Maroons get a little bit of momentum, and then East comes back and slows the pace again. But a good timeout by Coach Meyer a minute ago for the Maroons. They drew up an offense to get Caitlin Clark in the middle of that zone, and that's been back-to-back baskets for her off of that set.
We mentioned the boys' sub-states coming out in a few weeks. Well, the girls' regional assignments will be done, and that'll be the week of January 29th for classes 4A and 5A. They just give you your whole bracket, so that'll be released then. Classes 1A, 2A, and 3A, their assignments will be out this coming Monday, January 22nd. So postseason assignments, everybody keeps asking for the boys and the girls. Well, they haven't been released yet, and the girls will be releasing the smaller schools this coming Monday. So stay tuned, and, of course, you can go to the Girls Union website or the Boys Association website. Now Ross with a freeze, dribbles in a lane, loses the ball. Cataldo pokes it away, and now here's Clark with it. 4.5 minutes remaining, Dowling by 8. Clark on the baseline. Her shot no good, a little too strong. Rebound East. You're right, Steve. Back and forth we go. Ross with the rebound for the Scarlets. They get it in the front court. With it is Ziegler. Now they reverse it. Now they're going to slow it down. Here's Brown with it, and Dowling comes out man-to-man as we expected. A dribbling baseline is Ziegler. Her shot no good. And rebound comes out to Dowling. Sam Powell did not like that.
No, good help defense there by Filer.
And underneath, Kothy with the shot off the glass. Good. She posts up and has 7 points for the Maroons. 40-30, Dowling by 10. This is the Maroons' largest lead of the night. Scarlett's with it. Brown with it. Has a ball stolen away by Clark. Layup up and good. Saunders tried to get back, but Clark with another steal. She's got 16 points in the contest off the bench.
Yeah, made the mistake of picking up her dribble there at half court, and then Caitlin was up in the passing lane.
12-point lead for Dowling, their largest of the night. Scarlett's with it. Long three by Ross, no good. Rebound Dowling, and here's Clark. Clark, 2-on-1 with Filer. Behind the back, the Josie layup up, and no good. Gets her own rebound, and is partially blocked by Ross. Rebound Dowling and McVay, and she's fouled. Reach-in foul will be called on East and Hodges-Johnson. That'll be her third. What a flurry that was. And Clark with the behind-the-back pass to Josie Filer on the left block. But yeah. Josie had the ball roll off the rim.
Yeah.
I think she was surprised.
Big-time pass. She caught the pass but just couldn't convert it, and then got her offensive putback, and that was partially blocked, which led to another scramble.
Now Filer underneath. Her shot up and good, and that time – that shot might have been altered.
Yep.
Good hustle that time by J.C. Stevenson, but Filer shoots and scores.
Good inbounds play there by the Maroons.
So Josie with 11 points, Dowling with its largest lead of 14. Here in the third quarter, just under 3 minutes remaining, 44-30, Dowling over East. Scarlett's with it. Here's Saunders. Dribble drives against Clark, kicks it back out. This is Williams for three. It's no good. And the ball go out of bounds to Dowling.
Yeah, East has gone cold a little bit, and they're a little. They seem a little out of sync at the offensive end here. They were more.
So Honor Edmonds checks in for East.
Her first time, I believe.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. 5'3" senior, one of three seniors on Sam Powell's team. She, along with Tiana Ziegler and Ariana Brown, are the three seniors. Now Dowling with the ball. Clark on the baseline. Her shot's no good. Rebounded by Filer. Her shot's no good. Rebounded by Clark, and the putback is good. And the Maroons are just killing East on the boards right now.
Yeah, that particular time down, there was uh-oh.
And an 18-point lead.
Sam's upset now at the referee.
18 points for Clark and a timeout on the court. 46-30 is our score, Dowling by 16 with 2:20 remaining third quarter. We'll take a one-minute break and return here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Youth ruined your life or someone else's life that you know? Are you searching for an answer that you just can't seem to find? You can restore hope through St. Gregory Retreat Center, where you can develop positive habits and transform your life based on virtues in a compassionate Catholic environment. They have one of the most advanced evidence-based programs in America with unmatched results for men and women. 888-778-5833 or online stgregoryctr.com.
Straight Talk.
You made a comment that I know if my mom was listening, the hair in the back of her neck would be standing up, okay?
Okay.
You said, well, I talk to these couples to be married all the time, and they have various reasons for cohabitating. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, the church is talking to people who are already cohabitating, and they're going to allow them to get married? What do you say to my mom?
Straight and to the point. That's Straight Talk, heard every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Gene Wells, Kelly Mesher-Collins, and Jason Collins.
R&R Realty helps you see the work of Jesus Christ through timely programs like Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Welcome back to the Dowling Gym. 46-30 is our score. Dowling with the lead over East. Maroons have outscored East 16-7 here in the third quarter. We have 2 minutes remaining here, Steve DeVinny.
Yeah, the pace has picked up here for the Maroons. They're playing a lot better, and East High is not shooting as well as they were earlier.
And there's another missed shot by East. Saunders with the missed three, no good. Rebound, Clark. Clark picked it away from Saunders, goes in for the layup. It's no good, but she drew the foul. And Caitlin Clark putting on another show all over the court, not only on the offensive end, but the defensive end. And the foul will be on East. It'll be on Ariana Brown, her first. So team foul number three on the Scarlets. Dowling yet to commit a foul here in the second half. And at the free throw line, Caitlin Clark, who has 18 points. First free throw good. Caitlin Moses checking into the Dowling lineup. She'll replace Josie Feiler. Also checking in, Ella McVay. She'll replace Mia Cataldo. So Nai Tong, Grace Gaber, Caitlin Clark, Ella McVay, and Caitlin Moses, the five on the floor for the Maroons. Second free throw by Clark, good. Caitlin, 5 for 5 at the free throw line, has 20 points. Minute 49 remaining, 48-30, Dowling by 18 over East. Scarlets with it. Here's Ross. Now they swing it on the right side to Brown. Ariana. It's a ball back up top to Hodges Johnson. He's trying to find a seam in this Dowling defense. And now they're going to be very patient, try to get somebody isolated. Now they find their Hodges Johnson, and she dribbles down the lane, drew the foul.
My guess is, Mark, it's going to be difficult for the Scarlets to get back into the game now that they're down 18 because they are so methodical in what they do.
Well, they're trying to isolate. Depends on what where the ball's caught. Try to isolate and then go one-on-one, and it's very difficult to do. Dowling does a great job of help defense.
Yeah, they really
all the
do.
Good teams
yeah.
do. Yeah. Free throw up and good by East. It's Tatiana Hodges-Johnson. She's got her 7th point. And we've got a full-bore hockey line change for Dowling.
Sure looks like it.
5 new players in there.
Looks like the Maroons so far tonight have gone 10 deep, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the second free throw is good by Hodges Johnson.
Full court pressure now by East.
And Dowling with it. Cataldo, Feiler, Wanick, along with Brianna Rodriguez and Kofi. Here's Rodriguez on the baseline. Her shot is no good from 15 feet out. Rebound East. Scarlett's dribbling down the court, and a shot up, and good. Look, that ball slipped out of her hands, but Hodges Johnson got it to fall, and it's 48-34.
Crafty move right there.
Yeah. Dowling with the lead in the basketball, 50 seconds remaining.
Uh-oh.
And Rodriguez loses the ball, tipped in the backcourt. And coming up with it is Hodges Johnson, but stolen away by Dowling. And here's Kofi with the layup on the pass from Josie Feiler. Layup good by J.C. Kofi with her 9th point. East the other way, and a foul called as Hodges Johnson comes right back, attacks the glass from the left side, a foul on Dowling. It'll be on Feiler, her first. 28 seconds remaining.
Up and down the court again, Mark. Pace is starting to favor Maroons again here the last couple minutes.
Well, the Maroons put 5 new players in it all. We're well rested, and here we go, off the races.
Yeah.
And at the free throw line, East. First free throw no good by Hodges Johnson.
Yeah, East just doesn't have the depth. I think they played 7, 8 kids, but
they've got 9 in thus far.
Okay, but Dowling, they haven't. Some of those kids haven't played a ton of minutes. They're pretty reliable on their top 5.
Dowling had 9 in. Now they're up to Brianna Johnson. I'm sorry, Brianna Rodriguez, 5'7" sophomore in, and the free throw is good by Hodges Johnson. Full court pressure by East. 28 seconds remaining. Third quarter, Dowling by 15, 50-35. Long inbounds ball, they get it to Feiler. Right back to Wanick. Now over to Kofi, to Rodriguez. Rodriguez underneath the Kofi, or shot off the glass, good.
Little give and go there.
Oh, yeah, from the deep corner on the right baseline, Rodriguez with a nice pass to Kofi.
Very good pass.
11 points now for J.C. Kofi. 52-35 Dowling, and a nice
tough move right there.
Down the lane is Ariana Brown, and she scores at the horn.
My goodness.
52-37 is our score as we come to the end of the third quarter here at the Dowling Gym. Courtside along with Steve DeVinny. I'm Mark Amadale, back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute. as Dowling leads 52-37 over Easton. This girls' contest back after these messages on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines, and around the corner from Graziano Brothers, 515-282-7976, tamiaandsons.net.
The Uncommon Good.
It's strange. I was thinking about it. It feels like it's been raining during our show a lot.
I know. 1990s Bo would have like a very insightful, emotional response.
I'd like to think it's because
we
bring the thunder. I'm a suspicious person anyway, but I'm worried that we're being exiled.
What's uncommon, good, and features a bald eagle all at the same time? The Uncommon Good with Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Maher, 10 a.m. every Wednesday.
R&R Realty is showing Jesus Christ at work through comical and informative programs like The Uncommon Good on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym, underway here in the fourth quarter. Down the lane on East for possession. And Tatiana Hodges-Johnson with the score and drew the foul. The basket will count, and she'll go to the free throw line. So a chance for an and one here for East. They've cut into this Dowling lead that was 52-37 at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, tough move there. She was in traffic and got bumped and just was strong enough to play through it and make the shot.
And the free throw is no good. Rebound out to the Maroons. 52-39 is our score. Dowling with the basketball. McVay, Nye Tong, along with Caitlin Moses, Caitlin Clark, and Grace Gaber. And Caitlin Moses goes in the lane and shoots and scores for Dowling. Nice, well orchestrated play. Now down the lane, Brown with the shot. It's blocked by Clark, and the other way we go. Caitlin with it. Spins in the lane. Her shot is no good. And the rebound East.
Might have got away with the travel there.
The Euro step, Steve. I agree. You don't teach that in the NBA, do you? Yeah, long free by East. It's no good.
Oh.
As they keep possession. Ziegler.
Good box out there by East.
Ziegler with the miss, but a foul on Dowling.
Looked like Nye was on the back, maybe.
Yeah, they're going to get Nye Tong for the foul. Dowling outscored East 22-14 in that third quarter. Maroons are 10-for-10 at the free throw line. Corner three by East is good. Saunders hits the three. That's her second of the night. And for East, that's their fourth three of the ball game. And it cuts the Dowling lead to 12, 54-42 Maroons. There's Gaber with it. Back to Clark. Over to Gaber. Launches a three in the corner. It's up. Good. Grace Gaber with her 13th three of the season and a timeout Dowling. This will be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Just under 7 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. 57-42, Dowling by 15 alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadeo on a cold and bitter Tuesday night here in central Iowa. Temperature's supposed to get down to zero tonight, so it'll be a warm-up.
Exactly. Wait, was that our first Tamia and Sons three?
It wasn't. It was.
Yeah.
By Gaber.
Yeah, I think that's the first one of the,
I better get
of
that
the
in.
Night for the Maroons.
Well, I'm counting up East. They've got four on the night, and that is our first Tamia and Sons. Appetizers on DeVinny tonight.
Yes.
With number 410. We want to thank Tamia and Sons for their support of Dowling Catholic Basketball. Located at 1501 Southeast 1st Street in Des Moines. They serve lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. I also want to thank St. Greg Retreat Center along with R&R Realty, Catholic Tuition, and Two Rivers Glass and Door for their support of our broadcast. East with the basketball after the Dowling timeout. 57-42 Maroons. Scarlets now they want to work it inside. They get it to Ross. She kicks it right back out to Brown. She dribble drives. Now leaves it over to Ziegler for three. It's no good. And now foul on the rebound on East. Good job that time by McVay. Ella only at 5'5".
Yep.
Hauled in the rebound.
Yeah, scrappy player.
Yep, Saunders picked up the foul. That's her second for East.
East back in a full court press.
Four team fouls on Dowling, four on East. And here's Clark dribbling against the press. Down the lane, pull-up jumper, free throw line, good. Oh, that was over two people. Caitlin Clark took the ball out of the press breaker and dribbled it from one free throw line to the other and scored. She's got 22.
Yeah, she had two or three kids on her the whole time down, and she probably could have passed, but converted the shot.
East now will reset their offense. And they run that 1-4 set. Here's Ross with it. Gets it over in the corner. East with the basketball. Ziegler for three. It's up and no good. Leaves it short and rebound Dowling. 59-42 Maroons, 5:50. Underneath, the pass from Clark. Layup is up. And they're going to wave off the shot on the floor as Nai Tong. Basket was good, but they're going to wave it off and say it was before the shot. Fouls on Sanders, her third for East.
Good foul by Sanders because that was an uncontested layup, and she made sure she fouled her before she got the shot up.
Yulia Williams into lineup for East, number 5. Dowling will inbound the ball against the 2-3 zone. Spiler back in for Dowling. Joseph gets underneath the Bosa, spins, works in the lane, shot up, too strong, no good. Rebound Ross for East. She'll bring it down court. Nice pass underneath the rock. Hodges Johnson. Her shot's no good. Tip no good. Ball loose on the floor and coming away with it is Hodges Johnson again. Her shot is no good. Rebound Dowling.
What a scramble for the boards.
Cataldo comes away with it in the land of the Giants. 5:20 remaining. Dowling with the basketball. Underneath the pass from Clark to Feiler, and a basket by Josie Feiler. What a bullet pass that was by Caitlin.
Great pass, and also a very good catch. I mean, that ball was thrown hard from about 7 feet away.
13 points for Feiler. 61-42, Dowling with its largest lead of 19 here in the fourth quarter. Underneath, a shot up and no good by Ross. Justice couldn't hit the shot for East, but the Scarlets get the offensive rebound, and now Williams for three. It's no good for East. Weak side rebound, Scarlets. Underneath Williams, her shot is blocked. Blocked by Feiler and rebounded by Clark.
Too many shot attempts. Thankfully for the Maroons, East High missed those three or four shot attempts.
2-3 zone by East. Dowling working their offense. Underneath in the lane, a shot by Wanick is no good. And now near steal by Clark, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dowling basketball. Good hustle by Caitlin Clark. After that missed shot by Wanick, East got the rebound, and Clark stayed down on the guard, Steve, and defended the backcourt and poked the ball away, and the defender for East ended up slapping the ball out of bounds right in front of the Dowling bench. It'll be Dowling possession. Another hustle play by Clark.
Yeah, Caitlin does so many things well.
I told her I'd give her a shout-out to her grandmother and aunt down in Warren County, Carol and Carol. Don't forget Coach Nizzy in Omaha.
Yes.
I don't think he's over there. We've got a pretty good contingent here tonight. I don't think Coach Bob Nizzy made it in, her grandfather. But hello, Coach. Hope you're feeling well and doing well in this cold weather. Stay inside and listen to Vinny talk about basketball. That's what I do on Tuesday and Friday nights.
All right. You're killing me.
61-42.
Coach Nizzy listening to Dowling girls basketball.
Yeah.
Well, there was nobody better than him.
When you have granddaughters, you do that. Here's Cataldo for three in the right wing. It's good. Tamia Cataldo with another Tamia and Sons three-pointer. So the Maroons with a pair of threes tonight, all in the fourth quarter, and Cataldo with her fifth point. And Cataldo commits the foul the other way. East gets the ball down court, as you would expect, and Mia with her first foul, I believe. 3:43 remaining, fourth quarter. 64-42, Dowling by 22. This is the Maroons' largest lead of the night. Scarlets underneath, a shot up and no good by Ziegler. Ball slapped around and rebounded by Wanick.
Good isolation play by East, but she was a little undersized and couldn't get that shot up over the top. 22-point lead now for the Maroons with about 3:20 to go. Appears to be well in hand, Mark.
Scarlets now on their going back to man defense. Here's Wanick with it as Clark gives her the pass in the wing. Cataldo will shoot the three. It's up off the back iron, no good. Feiler with the rebound. Her putback up, no good. And the weak side rebound to Wanick, and she drew the foul. So the Maroons did a pretty good job on that sequence, Steve, of boxing out. I want to remind you that for East, they'll be home on Friday night. They'll take on Ottumwa, a doubleheader at the East Gym. And then next Tuesday, Scarlets host Ankeny at the East High Gym. For Dowling, they're home Friday night against Johnston. That'll be a great matchup as Wanick's free throw is no good. And next, the Maroons are off a week, and they'll be at Fort Dodge on Friday, January 26th. So So the Maroons have Johnson on the horizon and Fort Dodge, both conference games. The Maroons are now 6-0 in CIML play. On the Iowa side, second free throw no good, but rebound Dowling. Maroons keep possession. That's the first two misses tonight at the free throw line. A long three by Clark is no good. Moses with the rebound. She's in the lane.
3 seconds.
And Dowling will have the ball, but a three-second count on Moses. She forgot to get out of the lane after the Maroons decided not to. I think she was expecting the shot. And turnover against the Scarlets, or against the Maroons, gives the Scarlets a basketball.
Some real good passing there in that sequence by the Maroons.
A couple of offensive boards.
Very good passing. Ball didn't touch the floor. Got a good look, just missed it.
All right, Sanders in the front court for East. Dribbles in the lane. Leaves it for Ross, top of the key. She dribble drive and kicked it out. Dowling stays man-to-man. 2:45 remaining. Maroons lead it 64-42 over East. Ziegler with it. Launched the three. Good. You mentioned her brother who played at East, Malik. And a two-point basket for Tiana. And we've got a...
Looks like the Maroons were called a timeout for substitution purposes only, but Sam took it for East and is going to coach his kids.
All right, yep. We'll take a one-minute break. 2:31 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Dowling 64, East 44 here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Catholic Women Now.
It just struck me, and I thought, wow, it's just like one of those moments where you want to start talking out loud to everybody around you. Did you know? Do you know what you're doing? Do you know what you're going to receive here?
You know what? I know we were at different masses, but that's about the same time that the Holy Spirit tugged on my heart, too, to say the same thing.
Hey, all right. High five, sister.
In today's culture, we need Catholic Women Now more than ever. Join Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder for Catholic Women Now, Wednesdays at 9 a.m.
R&R Realty is showing Jesus Christ at work through powerful programs like Catholic Women Now on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym. It's 2 minutes, 29 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Dowling by 20, 64-44 in game one of our doubleheader. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny. And Steve, what did we have here? We had something with the clock?
I don't know. They tried to play the ball in. They stopped it for some reason. Then one of the officials let a sub come in, which you can't do. His buddy got mad at him and made him take the sub out of the game.
I knew something was up, but Dowling with the basketball. Here's Gaber with it. Maroons have Meg Simplot in there now, number 13, along with Ella McVeigh. Also in there is Maddie Allen, who has it. Gets to McVeigh and Grace Gaber. Gaber with it. Three-pointer from the right wing. Up off the iron, no good. Rebound East. Jada Powell, that's Coach Sam Powell's daughter, with the rebound.
Oh,
and
good.
She loses the ball out of bounds, but they say it went off of a Maroon.
How old is Sam's daughter on the
junior?
Okay.
Yeah, Jada, 6'1" junior.
Good for her.
And then his other daughter, Misha, on the bench, graduate of Georgetown. And, Steve, I think she'd win a three-point contest against you.
Oh,
she looks like she can still play, sitting on that bench with her dad. Good to see Sam and his family here. Now here's a steal by Dowling and a backcourt foul on East. Tiana Ziegler picks up the foul. Ziegler tonight with 5 points, and that's her second foul. Well, team foul number 7 on East, so McVeigh will go to the free throw line. Ella got the start tonight for the Maroons. Joined us late. Caitlin Clark did not start. And McVeigh did. And Ella, the 5'5 freshman, will go to the free throw line looking for her first point of the night. This will be a front end of a 1-1. 64-44, minute 49 remaining here in the fourth quarter. From the Dowling gym, McVeigh's free throw is good. Ella, a 33% free throw shooter.
Probably right. Hasn't had a lot of attempts. You know, she'll probably shoot it better over time. But
exactly. Here's one of them. And the second free throw, no good. Rebound East and Ross. Outlet pass goes to Rachel Smith. Smith's pass stolen away by Dowling. Kothy with the steal. Now she picks up her dribble. gets it to Allen. Maddie now, and we got a 10-second call in the backcourt as Dallin got careless and had the ball in the backcourt and couldn't get it across. So East will have the ball with a minute and a half remaining.
Yeah, I think Coach Myers asking Allen to, you know, try to pass it across half court instead of, we got a little bit dribble happy there in the backcourt.
All right, East will have the ball. They'll take it out, throwing it in to Smith. She gets it into Hodges Johnson. She goes down the lane, shot up and good. The basket will count, and a foul on Dowling.
Another example of a real physical move there. Boy.
Gaber picks up the foul for the Maroons. Nye Tong checks back in for Dowling, along with Allie Hittner for the first time tonight. So the Maroons getting everybody in.
Good to see.
It
those,
is.
Those players work equally as hard at practice and to get rewarded and get some playing time.
Free throw is good by Tatiana Hodges-Johnson. She has 16 points to lead East. 65-47 Dowling. Maroons in the backcourt. Here's Hittner. Down court to Nye Tong, and this young lady ran right into Nye and commits the foul. I hope she's all right. She bounced right up.
Yeah. Good little press break there by the Maroons.
Sanders picks up the foul. That's her fourth. And at the free throw line, Nye Tong. Free throw good. Nye, 75% free throw shooter, has her first point of the night. Well, the Maroons now are going to win their 10th in a row after that loss to Ankeny Centennial back in December. Second free throw no good by Nye. East, who came in winning four of their last seven games, will fall to 8-6 overall. They're still in first place in the Metro Conference with a 6-0 record. And they'll host Ottumwa this Friday night, another Metro Conference team. Now we got double dribble on the Scarlets. 62 seconds remaining. And Dowling getting ready for their matchup this Friday night, Steve. Maroons certainly didn't overlook. Maroons will be number 5 Dowling against number 6 Johnston this Friday night. And you're going to be
showdown.
And you're going to be in Texas. Boy. I hope you get it on the iPhone, on your iPhone.
Wherever I am, Mark, I always check in.
Yeah, or you'll text me during the game, and I'll give you a score that's wrong.
I've got to figure out what's going on.
Dowling with the basketball, final 50 seconds. Underneath is Hittner, and Allie loses the ball out of bounds. It'll be poked out of bounds by East as Malia Phillips checks in, a 5'8 junior for East. Marie number 22. And she'll replace Brown in the lineup. Dowling inbounds the ball. Here's Meg Sibplot with it. Meg looking underneath, can't get it to who she wanted to. Now Maddie Allen has it. Back out to Rodriguez. She dribbles down the lane. Her shot's no good. Rebound East. Final 40 seconds. 66-47 Maroons. And down the lane, a shot off the glass, no good by the Scarlets. And that was Rachel Smith. Ball loose on the floor, and we've got a jump ball between Rodriguez and Morgan Graves, who checked in for East.
Held ball, alternate possession. Go back to East High.
East basketball. Well, game one just about in the books, 25 seconds away. Of course, game two will start here in 20 minutes.
Good move down the lane there by number 5 for East, her first points of the game.
Yeah. Leah Williams shoots and scores, 66-49, 10 seconds remaining. And Brianna Rodriguez, one of the freshmen on the team, holding the ball. And now Dowling playing catch in the perimeter. That'll do it. Allie Hittner with it, and that should do it. 66-49, our final here in game one, as Dowling improves its record to 13-1, ranked fifth in Class 5A. East falls to 8-6. Both teams undefeated in their respective divisions of the CIML. East 6-0 in the Metro Conference, and Dowling 6-0 in the Iowa Conference. Along with Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale will return with our post-game show of the girls' game. Again, the final, Dowling 66, East 49. We'll have the boys' game starting at about 8 o'clock, it looks like. here on Iowa Catholic Radio, and we'll return after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Sarah Lucan, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Here's to your health.
It's exciting to be able to see how our faith and our spirituality actually is involved with our health. We have research now that they are seeing scientifically that hope promotes better health outcomes.
It's time for a checkup with Dr. Carla on Here's to Your Health. Wednesday mornings at 9.
R&R Realty, helping you live your life for God through programs like Here's to Your Health on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Christ is the answer.
And beauty is empty, but the woman who fears the Lord is the one to praise. So let all her works tell her praises at the city gates. May you who are women and who are wives and who are mothers strive for that same thing, huh?
Seeking answers to life's greatest questions? Join Father John Ricardo for Christ is the Answer, weekdays at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m.
R&R Realty is letting others see Jesus Christ at work through inspiring programs like Father Ricardo here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym alongside Steve DeVinny. I'm Mark Amadale. Final score in the girls' game, Dowling 66, East 49. Dowling led 30-23 at halftime and outscored East in that third quarter, Steve, 22-14 to really pull away. And they had that 16-7 spurt right out of halftime that really set the pace for the second half. And the Maroons were a little too deep and a little too much for the Scarlets tonight.
Yeah, I would say kind of a workmanlike game. You know, Maroons didn't play their best game all year, but did what they needed to do and took care of business. The Maroons didn't shoot it very well from the perimeter, but got some baskets in transition off some steals and did a pretty good job in their half-court defense against the Scarlets. And, you know, they probably would have been favored going into the game, right? So they took care of business.
Yeah, they certainly did. And totaling up some of the numbers here tonight, Dowling had three players in double figures, led by Caitlin Clark, who did not start tonight, finishing with 22 points. She was 6-for-6 from the free throw line to lead Dowling. And Josie Feiler off the bench with 13 points for the Maroons and a ton of rebounds, maybe a couple of assists for Josie. And J.C. Cothey, the other post player, finishing with 11 points. She had 5 at halftime and finished with 11. So good to see the Maroons with three players in double figures and others contributing, Steve.
Yeah, you know what you're going to get point-wise typically from Caitlin Clark. And then the scoring so far this year has come from a variety of different people depending on the night. But it's always good to see the post players get involved in scoring, especially Filer, who had to sit out that first semester. And boy, she's going to make a big contribution here down the stretch, I have a feeling.
Yes, she certainly will, and I think she's gradually getting into to game shape, because that is key when you're sitting out for so long after having ACL surgery last summer, just getting the flow of things. But let's take a look at the visitors from East, as the Scarlets now fall to 8-6 overall with their record. And they were led in double figures by Tatiana Hodges-Johnson. She finished with 16 points, the 5'9 junior for the Scarlets. 10 points for Kiana Saunders, another junior. 8 points for Justice Ross. And 6 points for Ariana Brown. 5 points for Kiana Ziegler. And 2 points for Yalia Williams for East as they round out scoring. J.C. Stevenson also finishing with 2 points for the Scarlets. We had East 9-for-12 unofficially at the free throw line tonight. For Dowling, we've mentioned Runs led by Caitlin Clark with 22 points, followed by Josie Feiler off the bench with 13, and J.C. Cothey with 11. Matter of fact, Dowling's two leading scorers came off the bench in Clark and Feiler.
Yeah, good point.
Rounding out scoring for Dowling, 6 points for Caitlin Moses, 5 points for Mia Cataldo, 5 points also for Grace Gaber, and 2 points for Anna Wanick, 1 point for Ella McVeigh, and 1 point for Nye Tong. Dowling was 10 for 10 at the free throw line through three quarters, and Maroons were 2 of 6 in the fourth quarter, so they finished 12 of 16 at the free throw line. And, Steve, you'd like to see that percentage stay right near there, but that's pretty good overall percentage. But I don't like the 2 for 6 in the fourth quarter. That's trying to close out a game.
Yeah, and I guess tonight you can say that the game was not on the line, right? I mean, it was kind of pretty much in hand. So
sure.
Those were not pressure free throws, but you're right, Mark. Overall for the game, both teams shot pretty good percentage from the charity stripe.
Again, Dowling now has won their 10th in a row in the girls' game and their 7th in a row over Des Moines East in the series that dates back to 2006 and 7 when they started keeping quick stats. You can kind of go back and look at some of those numbers, but Dowling got off to a slow start back in that era with Sam Powell having that state tournament and state championship team. He went to state both years, runner-up 1 year, and won it all in 2011. And the Maroons had a tough going, but now Dowling has won 7 in a row over the Scarlets. And for East, well, they're now won 4 of their last 8 games, dropping tonight's game, and they'll host Ottumwa. And believe it or not, they're still leaders in the Metro Conference, undefeated at 6-0.
Yeah. No, of all the city schools that you follow on the girls' side, East has done a good job. They've won some close games in their side of the league, but tonight, a tough matchup for those guys. Dowling, obviously, what'd you say, 10 in a row now?
Yeah, 10 in a row.
Number 5 ranked team in the state. That you know, East was going to have their hands full tonight, and they held around. They hung around for quite a while until, like you say, that third quarter spurt of 16-7 to start that third quarter, and that was kind of the difference.
Yeah, for Dowling now, their schedule looks like this. They'll play Johnson this Friday night, and the game will have an Iowa Catholic Radio begin at 6 o'clock as Dowling takes on Johnson, number 5 versus number 6. They'll have they will not play next Tuesday. Instead, we'll have a boys game from the Roosevelt gym, Dowling and Roosevelt, next Tuesday. And the Dowling girls will be back in action. They'll travel to Fort Dodge on Friday, January 26th. That's when the regional brackets will be announced that day. And then on Tuesday, January 30th, the Maroons are at number 7 Waukee, and they finish out the week hosting Mason City here at the Dowling gym. So number 7 Waukee, number 6 Johnson on the horizon for the Dowling girls, Steve.
Yeah, those two teams face each other tonight, right? And
yes,
so it'd be interesting to see who won that ball game. But regardless of who won, it's probably going to take a little starch out of the Johnston team coming in here on Friday for the rematch. So,
well, Mr. DeVinny, thanks for sitting in tonight. As always, safe travels to Texas.
I enjoyed it.
And we'll try
it.
To keep you up, keep you on updated Friday night when Dowling.
I'll check in from the road. Thanks, Mark.
Appreciate it, Steve. Yep. Steve DeVinny, my broadcast partner, does a great job with the Dowling NBA team, and we appreciate him. We're going to take a break. We'll go to the pregame of the boys game. Michael Morrow is here. He's visiting with Mr. Bob Neswald, one of the extraordinary officials we have that are helping officiating in the state of Iowa, and he and Bob are visiting. We'll take a break. Come back with the pregame of the boys game, rather. Final score of the girls game, Dowling 66, East 49, and we'll be back the pregame of the boys game after this two-minute break here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School is underwritten by
Construction Professionals,
Dental Associates,
Two Rivers Glass and Door,
Kemen Industries,
R&R Realty Group,
St. Gregory Retreat Center,
Ashworth Vision Clinic,
the Catholic Tuition Organization,
and Tamia and Sons.
Please support the businesses that support Iowa Catholic Radio as we broadcast across Central Iowa on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. Streaming on iowacatholicradio.com and smartphones everywhere on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Sponsored by Blessman Ministries and the People's Abstract Company.